This is a homily from Vivian Boland for next Saturday, the 24th of February, which is the Saturday in the first week of Lent. The first reading is from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people, saying, "This day the Lord your God commands you to observe these statutes and decrees. Be careful then to observe them with all your heart and with all your soul. Today you are making this agreement with the Lord. He is to be your God, and you are to walk in his ways, and observe his statutes, commandments, and decrees, and to hearken to his voice. And today the Lord is making this agreement with you. You are to be a people peculiarly his own, as he promised you. And provided you keep all his commandments, he will then raise you high in praise and renown and glory above all other nations he has made. And you will be a people sacred to the Lord your God, as he promised." The Gospel reading is from St. Matthew, chapter 5. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Lord gives the people laws, customs, ways, statutes, commandments, ordinances, decrees, and precepts. It is a lot of stuff. And what is it all about? It is about helping us to see what God's righteousness and holiness will look like when they are translated into human affairs and into human relationships. So the law given through Moses is not an arbitrary collection of rules and regulations, a kind of obstacle course to see whether or not we can do what we are told. It is rather, as is said later in the Old Testament, the wisdom of God being shared with God's people and coming to dwell with them. It is a first incarnation, the word or wisdom of God coming to dwell amongst the people, the gift of the law. The reason God is pleased with them when they observe his laws, statutes, precepts, etc., is because they thereby manifest to the other peoples of the earth what the Lord their God is like. They become a revelation of God. The deal between God and the people, the covenant they seal with each other, has these conditions. But once again, they are not arbitrary conditions, but simply aspects of the way of living that marks out those who entrust themselves to God. What is the payoff? He will set you high above all the nations he has made, and you will be a people consecrated to the Lord as he promised. If that is something you want, then here is how you should live. The Sermon on the Mount, from which today's Gospel passage is taken, contains the laws, customs, ways, statutes, commandments, ordinances, decrees, precepts, beatitudes, and counsels which Jesus gives to the people of God, being newly reshaped by him, by his teaching, and by his presence. The concern is exactly the same. Where are the people who, by their way of living, will become a revelation of God? Christian interpreters of Scripture sometimes feel they must find some teaching in the Sermon on the Mount that is not to be found in the Old Testament. But there is nothing. It is all there already in Jeremiah, in Hosea, in Deuteronomy, and in other books of the Old Testament. Jesus is a Jewish teacher working out of that strand of Jewish prophecy and wisdom. The only difference is that the man who now teaches these things is the one, the only one, who fulfills these laws, statutes, precepts, etc., with all his heart and with all his soul. He is also the only one whose grace is such that he enables others to fulfill them too. He is the one with whom the Father is well pleased. He is the one set high above all the nations, the one consecrated to the Lord. In him we see, translated into human affairs and into human relationships, what the mercy and grace of God are like. He is the revelation of the Father's heart, full of grace and truth. You must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, is Jesus' conclusion according to Matthew. Luke is saying nothing different when he replaces perfect with merciful. You must be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. For it is in this that God's perfection consists, in mercy, in love, even for those who hate him, and in grace, anticipating our efforts to live like this, and enabling those efforts to succeed.